Mishnah now in Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. Mishnah, a little lighter topic. Truma, Tuma, Tahara. So now the Mishnah goes on to discuss things about what exactly constitutes matzah. I was hoping someone had an article here. I guess all the article people didn't come in. We might need some help with some of these definitions. But the Mishnah says, Eilu dvarim sh'adam yotzei behem yidei chavasa. The following are things people could use, v'yotzei the chova in Pesach, v'yotzei the mitzvah of matzah. Which types of grains can be used for matzah? So says the Mishnah, b'chitim, wheat, b'saurim.
I guess it's a derech in the Gemara, because like here it's lamed hay, you know, and then they were just like this asking, like, what type of grains to use for matzah.
I suppose like in the beginning.
Saying, right, just like by Shabbos, you know what I'm saying, they go through, and then what are the malachas of Shabbos, if only like many, many blot later.
Right. Well, I guess you could say the order of Pesachim is that we tried to speak about chametz. For up until now, we've been, the Mishnayos at least, have been speaking about chametz. We first try to get rid of all the chametz that happened prior to Pesach. And then the order
of
the end.
All the chametz,
right, now the idea is to what exactly is matzah. So what constitutes, what works for the grain? So bechitim, besaorim, wheat, barley, bekusmim, beshifon, beshibol, shival. Those, all the five different grains we have, chamisha mini dog, and all of those could work for matzah.
You want other translations?
Yeah, what are the oil?
Kusmim is spelt.
Spelt, right.
Shifon is rye, and shibol is oats.
Yeah, so those
shibol
five.
Shul is one thing, shibol is oats.
Right. So those are the five grains that one can use. Now, the Ma'aril points out this is the ikker mitzvah one should use if you have to choose which of the five grains to use for matzah. So the ikker one is chitim. And the reason why hasn't Ma'aril know that? Because every time you have an example in the Gemara's Tanoim, every time they speak about matzah, they always speak about chita, wheat is the one used. So he says, from there we see that the ideal form of matzah is from chitim. And the Tiferes Yisrael writes that, no, really, it's not simply because we see that the example is always given to Arav Chita, but rather because Chita is the most ideal. Chita is the one of the five grains that will turn to Chametz the slowest. It's the easiest to watch over for that reason. And then the Mefarshim talk about, what if you don't have Chitim? Let's say you happen to have not, you don't have any wheat, or let's say a person might be allergic to wheat, which is very common. So then, which...
It is.
What?
It is.
Yeah.
You have oat matzah. Oat matzah is very big.
Spelt
also.
Right.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, so what's the next option? So they say some you should do in the same order here. Whatever order in the Mishnah, how it's listed. Next, if you can't have chitim, you should look for saorim next. If you don't have saorim, look for kusman next, and that's the best order. And others say no, whatever is more chaviv. It doesn't go based on the order the way the Mishnah presented it, but whatever you like most. If you happen to like spelt over barley matzah, so have spelt. Never heard of a barley matzah. But right. I've heard of spelt and oats. So I guess the way the minog is, it turned out to wherever people, whatever they liked more, or probably whatever is most common, what you could find. But I never heard of a barley-based matzah. So the Mishnah goes on to say, v'yotzin b'demai. So in addition to the grain, sometimes there are halachic significance to the matzah. So let's say you have demai. What's demai? So Rashi tells us what demai is, yotzin b'demai.
It'd probably be black. Barley is a darker...
Is it, yeah?
Yeah, usually we have like barley bread, it's darker.
A little darker, like a light brown, but it's right, darker than the white.
Right, so it says maybe that's where the matzahs will come out. They're not so pretty.
Well, look at nice. Does it taste good? I don't know.
Yeah, also usually with barley, they mix in wheat anyway because it's too...
You think barley's not so edible anyways, but maybe they turn into... I guess we have barley. We eat barley still. It's barley. I don't know.
Yeah. I think we have... I think it was barley bread, but it's not real. It's not 100%
right,
barley bread.
Mixed with other grains.
So that's because they're probably... the taste is probably not good.
Right, so the Rashi says, what's yotzim b'demai? Tevua ha-nilkechas me'am ha'aretz. It's taken from the am ha'aretz. It means he didn't know anything. He didn't know the halachas properly about Meiser. He nikreis demai. That's called demai. Suffig isra, suffig lo isra. They weren't sure. When you have your fruits, you collect all the fruits from your field and your trees. You're supposed to take truma and give it to the kohen. You're supposed to take Meiser and give it to the levi. Now we know everyone gave truma. Everyone certainly gave truma to the kohen because if you didn't eat truma, there's a chiyum misa. But they weren't sure if everybody took Meiser and gave it to the Levi. So this is called Demai. We're unsure whether the Amaretz took Meiser. The Chayavu Chachamim Lahafrish Masoseh. So when you buy from the farmer, normally you don't have to take any, but when you buy from the Amaretz, you're not sure if he took Meiser, so the buyer has to take, has to be Mafrish Meiser Misafik.
He's buying one of the five? Because it doesn't say if it's a type, if it's just What's the process of it?
Yeah, so let's say the farmer has wheat in his farm, and he's an Amharic, he doesn't know the halacha properly. So you weren't sure if he took maaser or not. And you're supposed to give the maaser to the levy before you eat any of it. So when you buy it from the farmer, say, listen, we don't know what the Amharic did. You, just to be sure, just to be safe, take maaser and give it to the levy. Now it's possible the farmer already took maaser, but since you don't know, you take maaser first. That's demai. So that, the Mishnah says, if you could be yotzei with grains that were made from demai. Uve maaser rishon shenitla chumaso. So let's say I have maaser rishon. So the after the levy gets maaser from the farmer, he has to give a second chuma called chumas maaser. So when he gave the chumas maaser to the kohen, so what's left over is he has maaser in his possession. So that too also works for matzah. Again, maaser rishon shenot l'chumaso, the maaser rishon, the levy gate that gave the chuma, that also works for matzah. And the Gemara is going to say that's pretty obvious. Why wouldn't it work? What's the chiddush here? And then the Mishnah says with maaser sheni, which is the maaser you have to take and bring it to eat in Yerushalayim. And then we have the hektesh sheniftu, and you have something that was hektesh, something I said this is going to be designated. The value of this object is going to, let's say, grains. The value of these grains are going to be dedicated to the Beis HaMikdash. I am poded, I redeemed the value of the hektesh onto money, give the money to the Beis HaMikdash. Now the hektesh is no longer hektesh, it's just grain that's chulin. That's also allowed to be used for matzah. And a kohen could eat challah. Challah, what it is, you separate from a piece of dough to give to the kohen. Only the kohen is allowed to eat it. So the kohen who receives dough as challah, he's allowed to use that for his matzah, but someone who's not a kohen cannot. And also chuma, if you give chuma to a kohen from the grains, he can be yotze the kohen, but nobody else.
And you understand the saying of
the Mishnah is listing a number of when it comes to the dinim of zra'im, which is how they refer to all the halachas of the agriculture, there are a number of halachas that need to be done. So the Mishnah is listing a number of them that, even though that it has halachic significance, you're still allowed to be yotzei matzah. So again, Kohen, you have dough, you make
hold on, we said that Elu Dvarim Shadam Sebevdei Chazon Pesach, meaning that these, if you're using this this stack of grains, would be Yotzim Pesach in regards to matzah.
Right.
And then Yotzim Bedamai, meaning if type of grain that Amaretz wasn't sure that he gave a maaser to the Levi. So it's not a type of a grain, it's a type of process.
Right, exactly. It's a different point now.
So what do you mean Yotzim Bedamai? So you're saying that if you're not sure if the Amaretz gave the his truma, but he will give it now. Am I right?
Correct.
Okay. Uvemaaser rishon shenotla trumato. So on top of that, even in Maaser Rishon, who that the Amaretz didn't give, or what's the story now?
No, Maaser Rishon, that let's say a Levi received, I was given Maaser Rishon, and then I gave my obligation from the Maaser Rishon, I have to give an additional truma called Trumas Maaser, I have to give that to the Kohen. So if I took that Trumas Maaser, gave it to the Kohen, I could use now this Maaser Rishon for my mitzvah of matzah.
Okay.
And then Maaser Sheni and all the other things are other halachas, special halachas. Now the Gemara is going to talk about each one individually. What's the chiddush? So then the Mishnah says, avalo betevel, but something that's tevel, which is where you collect your fruit and now you have a requirement to take Trumah. It's called tevel, you can't eat it. You cannot be yotze with tevel. It's also to eat tevel. I have Maaser Sheni, which needs to be brought to Yerushalayim, but I was never poded. It still has the Kedushas Maaser Sheni. And if you're outside Yerushalayim, you cannot eat Maaser Sheni, only inside the walls of Yerushalayim, but outside you can. So you find yourself outside with the fruit of Maaser Sheni. If I didn't poded, I can't be Yotze. And same thing with Hekdesh. I said these grains of wheat are going to be Hekdesh. I was never poded. It's also for me to eat Hekdesh because of Mila, so I'm not Yotze with that either. And then the Mishnah concludes, Chalos HaToda. So the breads that are used for carbon toda, when you bring a carbon toda, and carbon, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a number of reasons. It could be a Yoledes, it could be someone who crossed a big desert. He brought a carbon toda. Along with the carbon toda, you have to bring 40 loaves of, not bread necessarily, some of them are matzah, some of them are challah, some of them are lechem. But 40 different types of bread, breads. Among them, if you wanted to use that, or kiki nazir, which are also bread that accompanies the carbon brought by the nazir. So the Gemara Mishnah makes a distinction. Asam la'atmo, if they were made, the guy baked them for his own personal use. Ein yotzeben, he's not allowed to use them. Asan lemchor, if he made them to sell, he was a baker, sold them to people who were going to bring the carbon to the Todah, then yotzeben, then he is yotzeben. Now the Gemara is going to explain what exactly the difference is. Who cares whether I'm making these breads for the carbon Todah for myself or I'm making it for that which to sell? This happens to be an interesting discussion based on this last point of Chalas Todah, or Kike Nazir. Again, these are breads that are accompanying a carbon brought in the Beis HaMikdash. So there's a discussion that we've shown them. Can someone use salt when making matzah? Normally when we make matzah, we have water, flour, mix it, and we bake it. Can you add some salt in the mixture when making the dough? That's the shaila. So some prove, yes, you can, because what's the halacha? Al kol karbonecha kakri melech, right? You put salt in every single carbon. That's the halacha. Every salt has to have a carbon. Every carbon has to have salt, rather. That's why we have salt in the table, because the salt the table is supposed to be like a mizbeach, melech there. So we say, here we see that, talking about carbonos, so every carbon had salt on it, so you're allowed to use salt for matzah. Others say, no, what are you talking about? When we talk about salt on the mizbeach, it means only the meat, the items of the carbon that goes on the mizbeach. The Chalas Todah and the Kiki Nazir never go on Zvech. You're right, they perhaps have the dinim of Hektish. They're just, they're of Karbanos. But you don't put salt on them, because only things that go on the Mizbech you put salt on. The different Avarim of the animal, but not the Chalas Todah. These had no salt in them. You can't bring me a Raya from this Mishnah here.
What was this question of the salt? What did you see?
They bring a proof from here that... What's the proof? That the halacha, the pasuk says every single carbon had salt.
Yeah,
on it.
But what does it speak about salt?
It doesn't speak, but we at least the fact that the Mishnah says you can use Chalas HaTodah for the mitzvah of matzah.
Okay.
And they assume that there must have been salt on the Chalas of Todah because it was a carbon, it was used for the carbon. So you see, you could use matzah with salt for mitzvah of matzah. And then the other Shom respond, there is no salt here. Whoever, you're right, you could use this for matzah, but no one ever said that. Do you see any mention of salt here? Who said there's salt? The fact that Pasuk says you have to put salt in every carbon, that means in every carbon that goes on the Mizbeach requires salt. But this didn't go on the Mizbeach. This was a requirement that you had to bring alongside the carbon, but the Bailim ate them, the owners ate them, he gave it to the friends to eat. But it was never put on the Mizbeach, so therefore it didn't require salt.
What's the question? The question is making the dough, or is when you...
Making the dough, I believe.
Not the question of when you're eating the matzah.
Right, adding salt to it.
Right.
I think the shayla was with using it for the dough, right. So now the Gemara quotes the following brayso. Tana, kusmin min chitim. The kusmin, which we said was spelt, right?
Spelt, right.
So that is it's a type of chitin, under the category of chitin. It's similar to wheat. And shibola shual, yeshivon, are min seorin. Those two... Our oats and rye are a min of barley. So we really have two broad categories of chita saorin, and under chitan there is spelt, under saorin there's going to be shibol shulav shivon. So Gemara says, what kusmin is gulbo? So that's why we need the article. I'm not really sure what gulbo means, and Rashi doesn't help us with his old French either. So he says ispilta, which I guess is spelt. That's kusmin. Shipon is dishra, which Rashi says is shigla. So not sure. So that again means that was the oats, right? You said that one's oats.
All the way around. Which one? Shifon.
Shifon.
Shifon was rye.
So rye. So okay. And then shibola shual in the language of the Gemara was shibuli tala, which would mean that would mean oats.
Well, fox ears.
Fox ears.
Yeah, shibuli tala.
Ah, I see. Shashul. Okay. So that's what the Brisa says. So what's the relevance? Who cares the fact that spelt is part of wheat and then oats and rye are part of barley? So Rashi tells us on the Gemara, the first Rashi on the Gemara, he says, min chitim. He says, le'inyan chuma, in regards to chuma, this is quite relevant. De'ein tormin min min al she'ein amino. When you're taking chuma, so I can have a pile of fruit here, of apples, and a pile of apples here, two different piles, I could say, this apple is going to be chuma, and it's going to remove the tevil from all these different fruits here, all the apples. But what I cannot do is I can't say, the apple is going to remove the tevil from an orange. Those are really two different fruits. You can't have two different minim. So the halacha is, in terms of chuma, this is very relevant. because the Rashi continues with Tormen Chitin al Kusman. Since spelt and chita are part of the same family, you can use spelt to exempt wheat, and you can use wheat to exempt spelt, but you can't cross over to barley or to oats or to rye.
It's the same family.
Exactly. This is the point. This is the same family. That's what Rashi says the halacha is relevant for. Tosos, however, argues. Tosos, the top one or the only one on the page, says Kusman min chitin shibol shul and shifal min shalom. Rashi Pirish, Le'inin De'ain Tormen Mimin Al She'inamino. The halacha, the relevance of this is categorizing, is in terms of Truma. The Ri says in Tosos, Omer, De Biminachos Beperek Rabbi Yishmael Muchach Be'adiyah De Brais Le'inin Chala Misnesu. It's nothing to do with Truma, has to do with Chala. In terms of, so Rashi said, the Tosos goes on to say, Yesh Makshin De Tzna'am Ma'seches Chala Hachita Einu Mitztarif Imakol Chutz Min HaKusman Vasorim. Chita is not mitzvah. We said in terms of the halachas, when you could exempting certain things, Tosafot refers to chala, one min exempting another thing. But he quotes this mission in chala that chitim are not mitzvah with anything except for minakusman, with the spelt. Fine, that makes sense. And then vasaorin mitzvah from im hakol chutz minachitim, alma kusman mahadei saorin shapir dami. It sounds like barley can be mixed with spelt. So that seems to be a kasha. Spelt is in the category of wheat. So, and then Tosu says the halacha of this separation is in regards to hilchas chala. But he brings me a Mishnah here that says in terms of chala, you can use spelt and barley together even though they're from different families. That's the kasha Tosu raises. So if Omari re-explains, the kusmin min chitim, kolomar af min chitim. Kusmin is also min chitim, but it's also barley. Kusmin is somewhere, it's a hybrid. It exists in both categories. Chitin is its own category, Seorin is its own category, and Kusman really is on both. V'kol shekein min Seorin, and shebil shual v'shipon min Seorin v'lo min chitin. But those things are only barley. So we really have three categories. We have wheat, then we have barley with oats and rye, and then you have spelt, which really covers both, in both families. Okay, so now the Gemara goes on. Honey in oriz v'dochen lo. The Gemara makes a deal. Those five grains that were listed are usable for matzah, but anything else cannot be used. Minahani, really, how do we know? How do we know that only those things can be used? Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish v'chein tana debei Rabbi Yishmael v'chein tana debei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Amar Kora, the pasuk says lo sochal lav chametz shivas yamim tochal lav matzos. So we see the pasuk connects that you can't eat chametz and you have to eat matzah. So dvarm habam. So what's the connection of chametz to matzah? So they're the reverse of each other. Dvarm habam lidei chimed, something that can amount to chametz, adam yotze behem yidei chavasa b'matzah. That type of thing that has the potential to be chametz can ultimately be used for matzah. Yotzu elu, to exclude the following, she'ein ban lidei chimed ela dei sirchem, to exclude the rice and
millet.
And
dochen is millet.
The millet call it referred to, right? Dochen, Rashi quotes them. Could be might be orzo or something like some other type of grain. So it doesn't lead to chametz. It actually gets ruined when you bake it. When you try to put it into bread, it becomes nothing. So we learn from this hekesh that only things which we, according to the Gemara, that only the five grains can potentially turn to chametz. Those things can be used as matzah when they're not chametz. But something else that cannot turn to chametz cannot be used for matzah.
You know, some chametz from rice, anyway, if you put like, what do you use to for dough to rise? What's that called?
Yeast.
Right. So if you put yeast into the rice.
What would happen?
It would spoil.
I guess that would happen,
that's
right?
That's what it's meaning.
I guess that's the point. Okay, so now this is the discussion they all talk about, kitnios. All of you shown discuss kitnios here, and this that the Ashkenazim don't have any rice. Based on this Gemara. So even though what rice
it's based on this.
Based on this, exactly. Gemara says you can use rice because it doesn't become chametz. Mm-hmm. If you try to make it into chametz, it actually becomes sirchon, it gets ruined. So it's a first rye, you're allowed to use rice. So why do Ashkenazim not use rice and the like? So the Mefarshim we'll talk about, the basic reason is because they're concerned that many times you look in the rice, you have piles of rice, there's going to be other grains and there's going to be wheat mixed within there. That was very common. So if one wanted to use it, you have to be very, very careful to sift through it. So Sfardim who do eat rice and kinyos, they actually are supposed to be, and I think many are, very careful to search and looking through the rice, each rice particle. I'm not sure exactly what each rice. You have to separate them and make sure there's no other types of grains mixed in together.
Even today.
Even today.
Right.
Even today.
It wasn't have to do with where they grew. That they grew near.
I'm not sure. Has to the way the Rishonim talk about it is that in the piles of rice. Maybe if you know that the rice was made in a place that there's no wheat or any of the five grains to be found anywhere. It's exclusive, you know, off limits, just rice alone or rice plant, and nothing else would get mixed in it. Maybe there would be room to use rice without having to check it. But according to the Rishonim, they talk about this is the source of this discussion of kinyos. Says the Gemara, Masnisin Delo Korbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. Our Mishnah, which excludes rice from chametz, is not in accordance with Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, who says, Damar Orez Min Daganu. He says it actually is one of the dagans, it is one of the grains. The Chayav Chimutz Karis. And if it were to turn to chametz, you were used to use for yeast and let it rise, it would be an Isser Karis for eating it on Pesach. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri Oseh Be'orez V'Dochen. He forbids you to use these on Pesach. Because they're very close, we'll see what that means in a second, to become chametz. So what does it mean, karav lahachmitz? The Gemara has two sides. Ibaidu. Shekarav lahachmitz, meaning the kodim machmitz. Does the word karav mean it quickens? It becomes chametz kodim, much earlier than other types of grains? Is that what it means? Odimu karav lahachmitz have chametz gomer lo have. Or it means it's similar to chametz, but it's not quite chametz. That was the question. So the big nafkamina, whether it's really chametz or not really chametz. So the Gemara says, brings a raya. Toshma, Titania, Omer Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, Orez Min Daganhu, V'chayavim Al Chimutzei Karis. If you eat rice and the chametz of rice, you chayav karis. V'adam Yotzei Bo Yidei Chavasa V'Pesach. And if you use rice to make matzah and not rice, so then you yotzei the matzah on the other hand. V'chein Hayav Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri Omer, Karmis Chayav Espechal. And he would also say that this food, which you call a karmis, you're chayiv in challah, meaning you have to be mafresh challah if you make the dough into this karmis, which means my karmis, Amar Abai Shitznitza, which is Shitznitza. So my Shitznitza, that doesn't help us. What does that mean? Amar Papa Shitznitza de Mishtakach Bene Kalnisa. So let's see, Rashi, help us here at all?
It's a seed. It's like the Aruch says, it's cumin. And the Beni Klinisa is poppy seeds.
Uh-huh. So poppy seeds. Okay, something dark, a dark circle you're saying is, again, the...
Shitznisa, the Aruch says it's cumin.
Cumin, okay.
And Beni Klinisa is poppy seeds.
It's cumin that's found between poppy seeds? That's exactly what it is. I'm not sure exactly. That's right. What I was hoping to be in an article here today to get a better understanding of it. Yeah. But, okay, so this thing.
That's what it was, a canner.
Huh. What?
You know what it was, a canner?
Okay, either way, I'm not sure exactly what this stuff is, but in the end of the day, our question was, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri holds that when he says Orez is Karov Lahachmitz, he means it's going to become Chametz much quicker than the other grains. Because the fact that Baisa says if you were to eat it, your Chayav Kari sounds like it's real Chametz. Not that simply it's similar to Chametz. No, it's a real bona fide type of Chametz, and that's why, and therefore your Chayav. So Yochanan Ben Nuri is the well known Shita that he thinks rice is really a one of the Mine Dagon, and your Chayav Chametz, and your Yotzi Matzah if you were to eat it. Amar Rabba Bar Barchan, Amar Ish Lakish. Amar goes on to a slightly different discussion, something that's very relevant. Matzah Shir. So he says, Isa, a dough that was kneaded, shenilosha, that was kneaded b'yayin b'shem v'dvash, with wine, with oil, with honey.
What is nilosha?
Nilosha is like lush, lisha, to knead, right. So if it was kneaded with wine, oil, or honey.
Kneaded?
Knead.
K-N-E-A-D.
Or with a K.
Knead. Yeah. So if it was kneaded with the with wine, oil, or honey, ein chayavin aha chimutzei karis. You know, chayav karis. It's not considered a real. It's not real chametz. Only with water and nothing else. Yalsu Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Breda, Yeshua, Kameh, the Rav. Rav Papa and Rav Huna were sitting in front of Rav, Idi Barabin, And Yosef Rav Idi Bar Avin, and he, Rav Idi, was sitting in front of the Kaminam, and he was kind of dozing off. So Amalei Rav Huna, Breit of Yeshua, Rav Papa. So while Rav Idi was dozing off, Rav Papa turned to Rav Yeshua and said the following. To Rav Papa, rather, and said the following. My time with Reish Lakish. What was the reason why Reish Lakish said Matzah Ashira, which again was kneaded with some type of fruit juice or wine and oil or honey? Why did he say you're not Chayv Chametz for eating that? So Amalei, the Amar Kra, Lo So Chalav Chametz. And the Gemara continues, the Pasuk goes on to say, and then you have to eat matzah. Hekesh of chametz to matzah has to be connected. And they say, Dvarim she'adam yotzei behen yidei chavasa b'matzah, if that which you're yotzei matzin, then chayav v'nal chimut zekaris, then you're going to be chay for eating chametz. V'ha, ho'el v'ein adam yotzei b'odei chavasa, havile matzah shira, ein chayav v'nal chimut zekaris. These cases, you're not yotzei matzah. If I were to eat a piece of matzah that was made from wine, made from honey, made from oil, I'm not yotzei matzah because it's a matzah ashira. And based on the pasuk, you need lechem oni, you need a poor man's bread, not a rich, a flavorful, tasty type of matzah. But since I'm not yotzei matzah, the reverse is true. So I'm not chayv chametz either. Only saying that you're yotzei matzah, are you chayv in the chametz? But since matzah ashira, you're not yotzei your matzah, mimeli you're not chayv chametz. And that was the reasoning. And then the Gemara says, Eisvi asks the following question. Rav Huna Breid of Yeshua or Papa. He turned back to Rav Papa and said, Himchu, we quote a Braisa, Himchu, which means that Rashi, Himchu v'gamu, Rashi, the two lines from the bottom says, Ashum lechem, dimin daganhu, v'ashaminan digmiya, kilo kachil chayivu.
He ground it up and he swallowed it.
Exactly, Himchu. The next Rashi is, I guess, the one that explains it. Dishin tipra belaz shim chiu b'mayim. He disintegrated into water. He made it into something more liquidy. He took the food, ground it up, put it into water, and made it into a drink and drank it. So that's what he did. He made the chametz into crumbs, put it into water, and he drank it. So what's the halacha? The Gemara says, Him chiu v'gamu. He ground it up and drank it. Im chametz, so if it was the crumbs that he made were real chametz, anish karis. He's chayv like any other. Well, who cares if you ground it up into drinks or not? It's going to be chayv karis. Vim matzah, if it was matzah that he ground up, Ein adam yotzei yidei b'chavasa, and you're not yotzei. So says the Gemara, v'ha hacha, here we have a case, Dein adam yotzei yidei chavasa b'matzah, v'chayav malav chimut zekaris. So we just said before, we have the hekesh of chametz to matzah. Whenever I'm yotzei matzah, the reverse, if it becomes chametz, I'm over the iser karis. And if there's no karis, I'm not yotzei matzah. The two are hand in hand. But this example is, this case of grinding it up, himchu v'imgamu, on one hand I'm chayav karis, on the other hand, I'm not yotzei matzah. So we see that it's not always equal across the board. So, says the Gemara, Isar behur of Idi bar Avin. Remember before he was dozing off of Idi. Suddenly he woke up. Amalo dardike, hainu taim ad Reish Lakish. No, guys, listen to me. The reason is, well, how do they define dardike here?
Children.
Right, little children here. You didn't know. You're so naive. You're so innocent. The reason for Reish Lakish is not what you said. It's not because we're connected between the two, because the hekesh of chametz to matzah. Rather, the hav mishum the havle may peros. It's a fruit juice based matzah. Matzah shira, who may peros ein machmitzin, and doesn't turn into chametz. And that's the reason why. And once you say the reason why you're not yotzei your mitzvah, again, going back before, we want to Reish Lakish shed, when you have matzah that was made, say, of chametz, dough that was kneaded from wine, oil, or honey, you're not chayv karis for eating the chametz. We initially thought because there's a hekesh of chametz to matzah. Has that nothing to do with that? It's because it can't turn to chametz. The way it works, the chemical reaction will not turn it into chametz. And that's the reason why there's no hekesh to matzah.
Fruit juice, honey, and what else?
And oil. Those are the three examples given. Now, the Rishonim talk about, what about eggs? Mm-hmm. Has this eggs fall into that category or not? Now
why do they make that though? I mean, Ashkenazim don't eat egg matzah. So but Sfarim do? Who eats egg matzah?
I think Sfarim, Erev Pesach, they would eat it. Erev Pesach, I think they would eat it.
Ron Pesach.
Matzah shira is also a problem.
Not matzah shira. This is matzah shira.
What?
We're talking about matzah shira.
Matzah shira is a problem. It's not, you're not, you would say the mitzvah of that night, but you're not supposed to have it anyway, because
let's say that during the Chol HaMoed, did the Sfarim eat matzah shira?
Yeah,
they do eat matzah.
There are Sfarim that even soak their matzah for that night to just make it a little bit more moist.
Oh, wow.
Not soak, I mean, just dampen or something. Uh-huh. More edible.
So you look back at Rashi for a second, the last Rashi in Amud Aleph, he says, why is the halacha himchiu v'gamu, when you grind up the bread into a liquid, why are you not yotzir mitzvah of matzah? Right, that's what the Brisa said. So Rashi says, ein adam yotzir b'yotzir chavasa, the lav derech achilu k'achile. It's not the way of eating.
This is talking about real matzah or this is matzah shir?
Real matzah. I take real matzah, I grind it up, I turn it into a liquid, and I drink it. You're not yotzir matzah. Even though I mean, maybe I have to say motzi on it, I'm not sure if they say motzi even actually, but you're not yotzi matzah because it does not lav derech achila, and the pasuk says tocha, you have to eat it. Rabbi Hanano, however, says Rabbi Hanano, if you look at least in mine, it starts with osrei le'alea himchiu towards the bottom. He says I won't read the whole thing, but he says it loses the status of a ochel. He says yotza mitars lechem. It's not considered bread anymore. That's what Rabbi Hanano says towards the end here.
Right.
Rashi says it's not the way to eat. It's not a ma'isa achila. Rabbi Nachmanal says the chepta is not a ma'isa. It's not a matzah anymore. Okay. So let's go weiter now. So the Gemara is going to analyze each different line of the mission that we spoke about. That you could use demai for your matzah. You could use chuma that ma'isa that was taken to chuma. All the different things we spoke in the mission. The Gemara is going to analyze each one individually. So the top line, the Gemara says yotze b'demai b'ma'isa v'chula. You could yotze with demai. Demai we said was again. And Am Aretz, we weren't sure whether you took Meiser. We know Am Aretz took Chuma. Because that or Chuma, eating Chuma is the Chi of Misa. So he certainly took Chuma and gave it to the Kohen. But since eating Meiser is not real, it's all Chi of Misa for not eating Meiser. You can still eat the food, you just violate an Isser Gzela. So maybe he didn't take Meiser, he wasn't sure. So on Demai, you're allowed to be Yotze with Matzah. Why? The Gemara says, Demai Holochazile. Demai, you can't eat it. How am I allowed to eat Demai? Demai is a Suffolk Isser. Whether it's Meiser or not. So, Halochazile, it's not fit to the guy, to me, the owner, I have to take Meiser. Says the Gemara, since if he wanted, he could be Mafkir, all his property. He could then become an Ani, and Ani is allowed to eat Demai, special exception we'll get to in a second. So, therefore, since that potential, the Migo, that if he wanted to be Mafkir, it's therefore potentially allowed to him. He is Roy to it in a certain extent. Hashanami Chazulei. So here too also, now we can view it as him being Roy. He's allowed to have the Demai. Even though Lemaisa he can't until it's actually Mafkir, the fact that he's able to be Mafkir allows him to have the Demai.
Potential.
Exactly. So the Rishon point out, I think we spoke about it all the way the first week of the Daf in Pesachim, that some learn from here that you can be Mafkir property on Yantif. Here he is, the night of Pesach. He's using his Demai for his mitzvah of matzah. Mm. So the fact that he can be Mafkir something, well, if Lemaisa, you're not allowed to be mafkir something on Shabbos and Yom Tov, so what good does that do? Lemaisa, we see you're allowed to be mafkir on Shabbos. Ramban argued. Ramban said, no, you can't. You can't be mafkir on Shabbos. I forget how exactly he explains this, but that's a discussion. So where do we see that a poor person is allowed to have an ani, is allowed to eat from demai? The Tanai, the Mishnah says, machilin es ha'aniyim demai ves achsanya demai. You're allowed to give demai to the poor people, you're allowed to give demai to the achsanya, which were machlokas, Rashi tells us what it means. But let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, achsanya, four lines from the top, chayalos malka Yisrael, the soldiers of the kings of Israel, hamutalon al bnei hayaros lazunan, the cities who would house them, had to feed them, lahagin aleim mayvem, they had to keep them to defend themselves, to prevent, so they would feed the soldiers to protect the city. V'yisraelim hein, harei hein kaniyim kol ve'enim mekomim, since they're out of their place, they're far away, they're dorming, so they need a place to eat, they're considered anim. And Tosas quotes Yushalmi, that refers to Nachum, there's a one line Tosas to the bottom, three words, perhaps like the shortest Tosfos, Mefarish B'Yushalmi Nachum. It means non-Jews. Okay. So you're allowed to give it to them. Now there's a discussion, why are you allowed to give Demai to the Anim? Actually, let's finish the Gemara to the two dots first, I'm sorry. So the first opinion of the Mishnah says you're allowed to give Anim Demai Vesach Sane Demai. V'Amrav Huna, Tana Beis Shammai Omrim Ein Machilin Es Anim Demai Vesach Sane Demai Beis Hil Omrim Machilin. It turns out it's actually Machlokas. Beis Shammai does not permit you to give it to the Achsanai and the Anim, and the Beis Hil does permit you to do it. So according to Beis Hillel, who permits you to feed Demai to Aniyim, what's the reason for? Why are you allowed to give Aniyim? L'mais the Chum said, there's a suffix whether or not Demai was, whether it was taken Maisa or not. So you shouldn't be able to give it to anybody. Why is there a special heter to the Aniyim? So Rashi in Shabbos says, The reason for this heter is because since the anim are going from door to door looking for money, and they're certainly going to go to someone's house who's amaretz who doesn't know, they're going to get in big trouble. They're not going to know who's amaretz, who's not amaretz. They're going to lose out. They don't know who's what. And for the sake of the anim, they said, you know what, you could get demai. But someone who's not ani, who's not going from door to door, so then they could, there's no special heter for them. The Meiri writes, the reason is, it's not for the purpose of the ani, to make life easier for the ani, the purpose is for the person giving tzedakah, no say tzedakah. He has such a burden, people coming to his house, they said, you know what, since you're giving tzedakah, we'll allow you to use demai to make life easier for you, so you have to tap into all your funds. You could tap into the demai that you have, which is not as, which you can't really use until you take meiser. That was a special exception made for the people giving tzedakah. Now the Gemara goes on to discuss the next stage of the Mishnah. Meiser Rishon should not let Trumaso. Meiser Rishon, I'm a Levi. I was given Meiser Rishon from the farmer. And then I took the Trumas Meiser to give to the Kohen. So the Gemara says, Peshitta, of course that works for Matzah. Why would you think it doesn't work? I took all my Chivim, all the obligations I have to give were taken. I was given Meiser, I gave my Trumas Meiser, I can completely eat this. Why would you think you can't eat this as Matzah? So says the Gemara, the Chivim should not let Trumaso chulun havi. Because once I take Chuma, the Meiser in my possession is completely chulin. What's the Shaila? The Gemara says, Lo Tzricha. It's only needed for the following case. Shek Dima B'Shibu Balim V'Not La Heimana Chuma's Meiser V'Lo Not La Heimana Chuma G'dola. What happened was, I had all the stalks of wheat. And the farmer went ahead, and he went out of order. The order is supposed to be, you first take Chuma G'dola. You take Chuma, give it to the Kohen. Then you take Meiser, give it to the Levi. And then the Levi gives the Trumas Meiser to the Kohen. Those are the three basic stages. What happened here is the farmer went ahead, he took from the stalks Trumas Meiser. He jumped the gun. He went three stages ahead. He took Trumas Meiser and never did Truma Gedola. He never took the first Truma. He went out of order. So what happens?
He did it, or the Levi?
Well, I think the Levi has a right to take the Truma Gedola. I assumed it was the farmer doing it. So maybe the Levi went down to the property, take the Trumas Meiser before the farmer had a chance to do the Truma Gedola.
Right.
Maybe that's the case also. Okay. Either way, somebody took Trumas Meiser before Truma Gedola to the Kohen, Meiser to the Levi. Then the Levi takes from his Meiser Trumas Meiser to the Kohen.
From his Meiser, from the Levi Meiser?
Yeah.
Who's the Kohen?
Oh. So there's no connection to the guy that gave the original Truma. In regards to Meiser Sheni.
Right, he gives Truma
from his,
that's 2% from the first. Then he gives, if you have 100, he gives 2.
And he gives 10%.
That's 98 left, and then 9
the
point.
Truma is 2%?
2%.
Truma,
I mean, and
50.
Right. Benini is for 2%.
Then he gives 10% out
of 98 to the Levi, and then the Levi gives from 10. The 9.8, he gives
10%
to the coin.
So how much the coin gets?
And Meiser Sheni.
Making cheshbon from the original 100.
He gets like 3.
3%.
2%, and then he gets another 1. He gets 10% of the 9.8. And that ends up being around 1.
Yeah, so
that's 3%. Yeah. Okay. So this case here, where the Levi, let's say, the Levi jumped the gun, took the Trumas Meiser for Truma Gedola. One may think that's the case we're talking about. That's where we're saying the Meiser, you took the Truma from. You took the Truma's Meiser, but no Truma Gedola was ever taken. So since no Truma Gedola was ever taken in this particular case, maybe you shouldn't be Yotzei Matzah. Kamashma, you're Yotzei Matzah here. Why? Uchad Rabbi Abahu, Amar Rabbi Abahu, Amar Rabbi Shimon Melakish, Meiser Rishon, Shehikdima B'Shibolim, that the Meiser Rishon that took, that went before, jumped the gun, Potem Truma Gedola, So, based on the pasuk says you take meiser from your meiser. The Levi takes a meiser from the meiser he was given. He gives that meiser to the Kohen. But he does not take Truma Gedola from the meiser that he took. Truma Gedola can only take place initially before the meiser is taken. But once the Levi jumped the gun and took the meiser, you can't take Truma from that meiser. It's done. Truma is nothing to talk about.
So he lost out.
He lost, exactly. The Kohen lost out, exactly. So this is the case that Mishnah is talking about. One may have thought, since Truma Gedola was never taken, I only took Meiser and Truma's Meiser, there should still be some Truma within here, and I can't eat it yet. It has to go to the Kohen. Kamash Malam, we hold like Rabbi Abahu in the name of Reish Lakish, that no, once you've jumped the gun and skipped over Truma Gedolah, you're exempt from Truma Gedolah, and you could be yotze with this type of food for matzah.
So interesting, because we're so strict with Truma, as far as Zara, nobody can eat it, just a Kohen. And here, you have a real potential of what part of your, the amount of wheat that you have. There's Truma in there.
Right.
It should be Truma.
Special because it has a custom, yeah. It happened to be an interesting chakir of Shlomo Zalman raised in this point. I don't want to spend too much time, it's really getting late. But he says, when you take the Trumas Meiser in this case, you skip the Truma Gedolah, but you took Trumas Meiser to give to the Kohen, he says the following chakir. When I give Trumas Meiser to the Kohen, is the Truma Gedolah really Bechlal that? I really am being Yotze Truma Gedolah. Through the Trumas Meiser, I can't get a separate Truma Gedolah necessarily, but I'm being Yotze through that. Or no, it's completely mufka. There's nothing to talk about. Truma Gedolah is not relevant here. That's the Chakir, and he brings like four nafkamina. But we don't have time for that right now. So then the Gemara says, once we establish that, the Meiser, the Levi jumps the gun and collects the Meiser from the Shibom, from when they're in the, when still in the stocks, Amalei Rapapa Labai, he says the following. Elamiat, if that's the case, Afilu Hikdima Bekri Nami Lefatar, Niftar. Maybe once he made the pile, they're not the stocks anymore. You've collected them. You made a whole big pile of everything. Maybe now also, if the Meiser goes, the Levi goes ahead, takes the Meiser before the Truma Gedolah, maybe here too also, you should be Pater from Truma Gedolah. You have a great, you could do great harama. The Kohen, the farmer has to give to the Kohen. He invites a Levi over. Levi, although he violates an Isser, he takes the Meiser, and the guy's, he's completely Pater from giving Truma. So maybe you should be pata even if he collects it from the later stage when it becomes into a heap of grains. Amalei alecha makra, and you, I'm going to respond to you the following pasuk. Miko matno seichem tarimu es kol trumas Hashem. So, from all your gifts, you have to give truma to Hashem. So you can't exempt yourself from truma. So one pasuk comes to exclude, one pasuk comes to include. This pasuk says, miko matno seichem, from all your matanos, you have to give truma. All inclusive. The pasuk before said ma'isim and a ma'iser was to exclude. So how do you know which one? Mara Yisa, why do you decide to exclude a case where he took ma'iser from the stocks, but if he took ma'iser from the kri, he was had to give ma'iser, had to give truma? What's the difference? The Mara says, hai idgan ma'hai lo idgan. One case, the case where you created these piles, it became ready, that's called dagan. It really was collect together, that's dagan. And the pasuk says, reishis degancha. You have to take truma from reishis degancha. Once I've established dagan and idgan, I've got a pile of wheat here, I have to take truma from that. So therefore, you can't get out of it, even though you go out of order.
Sure.
But in a case of...
And Lamata.
It's 55, right?
Yeah.
So, okay. He didn't change it for the bris. But the previous case, where they're still in the state of being these stalks of wheat... So it's not idgun yet, it's not called dagun, there's no chi of chuma yet. And since there's no chi of chuma, if I were to jump the gun and take ma'aser from that, I'm completely exempt from any chi of chuma.
Is he over at least in an assay?
I believe there's an isra assay. Does Rashi talk about this? I believe there's an isra assay. I think so.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. I don't think it's addressed here, but I think elsewhere the Gemara talks about being an isra assay here. So the Gemara says, ma'aser sheni v'hektish sheniftu. Now let's say I have ma'aser sheni, I was supposed to bring to Yushalayim, but I was poded. I have hektesh that I was podeh. The Mishnah says your yotzei matzah. Seems to be obvious. The Gemara says pshita. Of course, once I was podeh, there's nothing to talk about. It's completely chulin. Halacha b'mayaskinan shenosan esakaren v'lonosan esachomesh. This halacha is when you're podeh ma'aser sheni, when you're podeh hektesh. If you are the owner, if you're podeh, you have to, in addition to the value, you have to add an additional chomesh to it. This person, he was makdish it, and then he was nifteh, but he only redeemed the value. He never added the fifth on top of it. So one might think you're not yotzei matzah. It still has the iser hektish ma'aser sheni attached to it. Kamash melon the ain chomish ma'akev. We see here the chomish is not ma'akev. It does not retain its status of hektish ma'aser sheni. The chomish is a requirement, but it doesn't prevent anything. It's really a pidyon still. Then the Gemara says ha'kohanim v'chala v'chuma, that if it comes to chala and chuma, which only a kohen can use that for the mitzvah of matzah. The Gemara says that's pshita also. Now, the tema, one might have thought, matzah shavu chaladim b'yan. You need matzah that everyone's allowed to have. If it's limited to the Kohen, and then maybe it wouldn't be good. Kamash malon, mitzvos, matzos, matzos, riba. The pasuk says matzos, many matzos, matzah riba, coming to include many matzos. So we shouldn't, the Gemara talks about later, when do you come to include, when do you come to exclude. But the word matzos has come to include more things. We're saying it's coming to include even that which is not permitted to everybody, just the Kohen, that also works for a matzah. Now, some Rishonim ask the following question here, that there's a lacha b'chol moshva seichem, the pasuk says. We'll see it in the next daf, I think. B'chol moshva seichem, that you need matzah that is permitted to be anywhere. So that of ma'aser sheni, let's say, for example, that is not nifter. Ma'aser sheni that can only be eaten in Yerushalayim cannot be used for matzah. Because it says b'chol mosh hoseichem, something that can be eaten all over. So based on that concept, you need something to be eaten b'chol mosh hoseichem, they ask what chal and truma cannot be eaten in basic kvaros. So it becomes tamer. So it's not b'chol mosh hoseichem. So how could it be yotzei chal and truma? So one answer is given that no, in every city you could eat. You can't eat in every single foot in the world, but in every city there's going to be a place that's not basic kvaros. So that's what it means b'chol in every city. The Mar Mechalava says no, b'chol mosh hoseichem means any place of dwelling. A basic kvaros is not a place of dwelling. Any place of dwelling that's permitted to be eaten, that's what it comes to include. Therefore, this is still considered b'chol mosh v'seichem. Then the Gemara says, about lo tevel, you cannot be yotzei with tevel, pshita, of course. If tevel is an iser tevel, of course I can't be yotzei matzah by eating it. Gemara says, lo tzricha b'tevel tevel midirbanon, he's talking about not a tevel deraisa, a tevel derbanon, shizaro b'atitz sheno nakif. I had a plant. It was not planted in the ground, but it was a pot and didn't have a hole in it. If it had a hole, so then you say there's a yanika, there's some amount of the ground works for the plant. But there's no hole. You have a pot on top of the ground. There's no direct connection. There's no hole. They said that's going to be asim midin tevel, only midirabanon, not a real one. So one might think since it's only tevel midirabanon, maybe you can be yotzei midiraisa. So the matzah is no. The mitzvah derabanon is issa derabanon of tevel prevents you from being yotzei the mitzvah deraisa. Rashi points out here, it's called the mitzvah babi avera. That's what he writes here. Even though it's only avera midirabanan, that avera prevents the mitzvah deraisa. That's a larger discussion, but we're running out of time. So then the Gemara says, velo ma'aser rishon shlo not lo trumaso. And let's say I have a ma'aser rishon. I'm a Levi, I received my ma'aser rishon, and I didn't give the trumas ma'aser, I'm not yotzei my mitzvah. So that seems to be obvious. Pshita, of course not. I still have this truma within it. Of course I'm not yotzei. Lotzicha shehekdima b'kri. It's talking about a case where I went to the kri, the pile, not the stalks, but the pile. Mao the same. I would have thought kidamar le rapapa labaye. I would have thought so. Just like when I take meiser from the stalks, I'm pater from chuma. So to also when I take meiser from the piles, I'm also pater from chuma. Just like rapapa had thought in the hafamina. Kamash long kiddushani like no kamash like we thought no. It only works when you take ma'aser rishon from the shibolim. That's when you're exempt from truma. But if you take ma'aser from the kri later on, you're not exempt from truma. There's still a zechi of truma, and therefore, if you didn't take the truma, you're not yotzir mitzvah matzah. Then the Gemara says, "Velo b'ma'aser sheni v'hekdesh shelo niftu." Also, of ma'aser sheni and hekdesh outside Yerushalayim, ma'aser sheni, it wasn't nifta yet, and hekdesh that wasn't nifta, you're not yotzir. That's so pshita. It's obvious. If you weren't nifted, it still has a kedusha on it. So the olam nifta really was poda, it was really was redeemed. Umailo nifta, why does it say it wasn't redeemed? Shelo niftu kilchasan, it wasn't redeemed properly. Ma'aser sheni shepadu agave asimon, he used it to your poda ma'aser sheni onto a coin that had no face. Machlok is exactly what that means, but let's say a coin that had no image on it. So derachman amo the tarta kesef davar sheish lo tzura has to have an image on the coin, a coin that is actually used part of the currency. The hekdesh shechilu agave karka, so that's why. It was a case where ma'aser sheni was not redeemed properly. That's why, so it still therefore retained the kedushas ma'aser sheni and doesn't work for Pesach. The hekdesh shechilu agave karka, the rachman amar v'nosin akesev akam lo. You're only allowed to be po the hekdesh onto money or something metalton, v'nosin, something you could give. You can't be po it onto karka. This person was po onto karka. The pidyon doesn't work. Therefore, the hekdesh retained its status of hekdesh. Okay, I guess we'll stop here. Next price that carries well into the next stuff. Yeah. Brooks, see ya.